Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, joined now by from the TruthAboutGuns.com by the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. What a day this one has been, huh?
What a day they all are lately, huh?
Well, let's kick off with the first thing, because this just popped up. Joe Biden, I hope he remembers this tomorrow, but Joe Biden has picked Kamala Harris as his running mate.
I just wonder if anybody's woken him up to tell him that yet.
Yeah. You don't think that he made his own decision about Kamala?
Is it too cynical of me to think that possibly he wasn't the major driver in that choice?
I don't know. Every time I see him, he just reminds me more and more of Strom Thurmond. Every time.
Oh, goodness.
So, so this is... what is their platform? What could their platform possibly be? They don't want to open the country to deal with the economy. They don't want school to go back in, but they want school to go back in because, you know, now the teachers are out there saying, what if they find out what we're teaching their children, this indoctrination thing we got going on? They you know, they got so many little moving parts to this. Do we know what the platform is going to be? I'm sure gun control figures really heavily in there, especially with Kamala, because she's so tough on crime, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And then she's not going to make the far left, which is an increasingly large percentage of the Democratic constituency, happy at all, because she was very much for the war on drugs. She was for-profit prisons.
Right.
She was she jailed an awful lot of oppressed minorities
sure.
when she was Attorney General. While she ticks a lot of the boxes in terms of identity politics, in terms of her actual political positions and things she's done while she held office in California. That won't make the Antifa Brigade happy at all.
See, I wonder if in the event if something crazy were to happen and Biden wins, right? I wonder if the Democrats would 25th Amendment Biden.
Oh, I if it's not 25th Amendment, look, you can see the decline in Joe Any objective viewer has seen the decline in his performance over the last year.
Right.
Whoever he would have picked is going to be president, I believe, before the first term is over. Maybe before the first half of the first term is over.
Right.
Whether that's 25th Amendment, however that happens, Joe certainly isn't a two-term president. I don't believe that he's going to be capable of finishing out a four-year term.
What do you think? We've got 11 million new gun owners now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what those numbers are. They're saying about 2.5 about 2 million gun sales a month, roughly, since March. That's March, April, May, yeah. June, July. That's 10 million. They're saying about 40% of those are new gun owners, so call that 4 million. Let's make it be optimistic, say it's 5 million. That's still a lot of new gun owners. Now, whether these people will vote their gun right, I don't know. We'll have to see. But you don't know.
I would really like to, I haven't seen this, but I'd like to see the state-by-state breakdown. Because like I saw the other day in the news that that in New York, gun sales are up 121%.
More than doubled.
And I would imagine that in New York, if you know, it's sort of like California, where they've been out there saying all this time, it's easier to go out there and get a gun than it is to get the weekly reader.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to actually find out that that's not the case, especially in New York City. So I would hope that it's sort of like that figurative mugging that all these limousine liberals have to go through in order to become conservatives.
I don't know if they perceive it that way, whether they think of themselves as having been mugged yet, but I think enough of them are concerned about their own family safety and what they see on television in terms of nightly rioting in the Northwest and this weekend's trashing of the Miracle Mile in Chicago, and police chiefs throwing in the towel in Seattle, and the general nationwide movement to drain cash out of police budgets or eliminate police totally. Well, that hasn't happened yet.
Well, in Seattle, they're going to eliminate 100 officers.
Yeah, exactly. Because why would you need policing in a city that's when you have community organizers and the social workers who can respond to domestic violence calls? Can't wait to see how that turns out.
I wouldn't want to be. I'm sure that's going to be great.
Oh yeah, I would.
I'm sure that's going to be great.
Social worker who knocks on the door of a domestic violence call. Those are among the most dangerous things cops do, and that will not go well.
See, in Seattle too, especially in Seattle, that right outside of Seattle is Bellevue. That's where Gottlieb and all of his people are, right?
Yes.
And I don't think Bellevue is anything like Seattle.
No, I'm sure it's not.
I don't think that would go very well.
No, and to the extent that these rioters and intensified peaceful protesters, shall we call them, move their operations out into the suburbs, they're not going to get the same reaction. The police there are going to respond more forcefully, and the populace is going to be more heavily armed and not going to take kindly to people with Molotov cocktails, people smashing windows, and threatening their homes.
I don't think they will either. I think they will look upon that with a jaundiced eye.
Possibly
saying to themselves, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, and it won't be long before somebody gets a ballistic response that they're not expecting.
a ballistic response. I like that. Can I use that from time to
please
time?
Please do. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, we're coming up on the first break. At thetruthaboutguns.com, do an experiment tomorrow. Go there at the beginning of the day, take a screenshot of the page, and I guarantee you every story on that page is going to change before the end of the day is over. That's how prolific all of the stories are on there. It does it every day. I get to watch it. It would be entertaining if I wasn't trying to memorize some of this stuff, but that's thetruthaboutguns.com. And of course, Dan is the guy he's the glue that holds it all together. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're doing the weekly recap with Dan Zimmerman, which is it's impossible for us to do a recap of what you do in for a week in an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, we do. We do tend to put out a fair amount of content, so yeah, yeah. We just have to kind of pick the high points.
Let's talk about the thing that has come out where they were using Ackerman McQueen as sort of a pass through at the NRA to move money around.
Yeah, this is something that was really first came to light a year ago. A little over a year ago, after the whole Indianapolis imbroglio, where Oliver North was booted when he started raising questions about the piles of cash that were being shoveled into legal fees at the time. But eventually, a dispute broke out between Wayne LaPierre and Ackerman McQueen, the NRA's longtime PR and advertising firm. And it came to light that for years and years, expenses for clothes, trips, apartments, other things were being run through Ackerman McQueen. Wayne and some other high-ranking individuals had Ackerman McQueen credit cards and would charge the expenses, whether it's for private planes, limousines, whatever. And then Ackerman would then bill the NRA for those expenses. Basically, what they were doing was laundering those expenses through Ackerman McQueen, bypassing any oversight by the NRA's whatever oversight processes the NRA had in place. Not that I have much confidence that oversight was very very rigorous. Anyway, that's what came out a year and a half ago, or about a year ago, and that is now what is being alleged by the New York Attorney General in her lawsuit against the NRA. One of the things that's being alleged.
Right.
So it was an active attempt to sidestep oversight. It violates IRS regulations by failing to report income to those individuals in some cases. I'm sure those they didn't claim that on. I'm no attorney, let alone a tax attorney, but I'm sure they didn't report some of those expenses, or what was paid on there. I'm sure would have been reportable as income to those individuals, and that probably didn't happen. So there's right. All kinds of problems there.
So I guess my question becomes, surely this was not going on the whole time Ackerman McQueen. This sort of seems to me like a new development that happened sometime after 2010, to me, to be honest with you.
According to the report that happened, this was devised by the now retired treasurer of the NRA, Woody Phillips. It doesn't say when that happened, but it says just from the time LaPierre took over the group's leadership nearly the 2020s. Sorry, I was just reading what we wrote because I didn't have all that in my head. No,
right.
I don't know how long this has been going on, but it's probably been going on for years and years.
Makes me, I'm sure it has been, but I mean, I don't, and I, you know, this is not me. I always used to wonder, simply because I'm in media, right? I always used to wonder where NRA TV made their money.
I don't don't think it ever did.
And the reason I ask that is because they had a really, I mean, a real... I interviewed Ted Nugent in Louisville, okay? And it was on the main stage where he was going to perform. And they had a big screen behind him that was sort of automated, and it was being run, and it was a really good screen. I mean, but it was being run from behind the screen. And if you went back there, they had an operation going on back there that rivaled that of Houston during the Apollo program.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very sophisticated operation.
Yeah. And then,
all run by Ackerman.
Yeah. And then you'd go out there on the main floor, and they'd be on an elevated stage with, you know, me just doing, you know, because I can't afford any of it, but I know how much all these things cost. I'm looking at all the equipment they've got in place and everything and all the things they've got going on. I'm like, okay, so where do they make the money to offset the cost of all of this stuff?
I don't think they do, and that was apparently part of the, was reportedly part of the dispute that arose between the NRA and Ackerman last year that led to the whole breakup, is that people were asking how much money were they investing in NRA TV?
Yeah.
What was it really costing them? Is this report that I quote here from CFO magazine? The NRA paid Ackerman $50 million. In 2017 and 2018. Now, not all of that was NRA TV. That was for all the work that they did for them, which is a lot. But a substantial chunk of that, I'm sure, millions, maybe $10 million, was for NRA TV. Because you got to remember, they produced all those TV shows you saw from Dana Lash and Colleen Noir and Grant, what's his name? Starts with those last names, start with an S.
The Fort, the Cert, something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember.
But I mean, that. I tell you what, we'll talk about this when we get back. And then we'll move on from there. But the truthaboutguns.com, that is where Dan does his work, and this is where you can find all of this stuff we're talking about. This is coming straight off the front page. And the front page is always temporary because that's changing about every 5 seconds. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden announced via Twitter that he selected Senator Kamala Harris from California to be his running mate. Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News,
"People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day."
Lieberman continues,
"Putative candidates, the ones who know they're going to be nominated by the convention, really see the selection of a vice presidential candidate as an opportunity to say something about themselves to the voters."
More than a million homes and businesses are without power as cleanup continues in the Midwest. A rare windstorm known as a derecho ripped through 770 miles in 14 hours. and a down day on Wall Street as the Dow lost 104 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. Car dealerships are scrambling to keep inventory in stock as used car sales skyrocket. Auto factory closures, stimulus checks, and low interest rates are among the reasons more customers are buying used cars. John Schmidt sells used cars. He tells Fox News it's been a challenge for him to even find vehicles.
It's very difficult. I'm looking all over the Midwest and further.
Schmidt says when he finds vehicles at auctions, he's having to pay a premium.
Yes, some vehicles I'm paying a heck of a lot of money for, especially trucks.
According to a new Axios Ipsos coronavirus poll, half of Americans know someone who's tested positive for the virus. 55% of Democrats, 49% of Republicans, and 44% of independents surveyed know someone who tested positive. One in five know someone who's died from the virus, and one in five Americans have been tested. Also worth noting, 38% of Americans say they're gaining weight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Is there anything else that we needed to finish up on with the whole Ackerman McQueen debacle? I mean, does this mean as far as this suit that they're going to pursue, is it just going to be against these four guys that they named, or are they going after the entire board? And I know they're asking the question, well, how come the board didn't do something about this?
That's a very valid question. They've only named, I believe, four individuals so far. LaPierre Frazier, the chief counsel and secretary, former CFO, Phillips, exactly, and former chief operating officer Powell, who has plenty of his own problems in terms of performance and dealing with family members and all those things, allegedly, of course. So those people have been named. Now, none of them have been charged with a crime, at least not yet. The question is, will the New York AG go after board members for their failure to exercise their fiduciary responsibilities? I don't know. I would think so. I would think she would look to dissolve the board she's trying to dissolve the entire organization. So right. I assume that would how these things work. If that would first mean ejecting the board and then doing it, I don't know how these things progress. We shall see. But she has plenty of targets of opportunity there.
I know a bunch of board members resigned in frustration, and you know they tried to get a bunch of stuff done. But the board became a bunch of yes men in a lot of cases, didn't it? Because I mean, they don't make any money for being on the board, do they? Unless you're Marion Hammer, of course.
No, exactly. Yeah, the board's an unpaid position unless you are one of the favored few, such as Marion Hammer or a few others who got lucrative contracts from the NRA to perform various services. But no, you're right. Anyone who expressed any interest in providing actual oversight over the NRA's operations and spending was frozen out or purged by Wayne, and Carolyn Meadows played a big part in that as well, from my understanding. And they basically got rid of any opposition at all. And again, it's a 76-member board, which is ludicrously large. But it's all constructed that way very intentionally to make it extremely difficult to mount any kind of a meaningful challenge to NRA operations and the officers.
That, you know, the one thing that I find astonishing is a lot of those guys that are on the board they don't even get out there and say, you know, what they're saying is not accurate. They're just out there acting like nothing is going on. They're like, well, of course, we're being attacked once again. And, you know, but they're not saying anything about how they got there and why they got there and all this other stuff. And I think that's part of the problem.
No, they're saying, look, this is all just another politically opportunistic attack on the NRA, and we will weather this one too. Well, first of all, yes, it is a politically opportunistic attack. Look, Attorney General Letitia James ran on opposing the NRA. She's called the NRA a terrorist organization.
Right.
She's had enough information and evidence to move against the NRA if she wanted to months ago, probably maybe even a year ago. It didn't take a whole lot of digging to turn up enough information to file this action long ago. And then she obviously coordinated it with Washington, D.C., Attorney General Carl Racine and his lawsuit against the NRA Foundation, because they both filed them on the same day and announced them on the same day. So, yes, number one, this absolutely is a political attack on the NRA, on gun rights, and gun rights as a whole. No question about it. That doesn't mean that what is alleged in the lawsuit didn't happen. Both things can be true.
Right.
And from people we have talked to, both inside and outside the organization, and former board members who were trying to do something about this and exercise some of their fiduciary responsibilities, there is a lot of smoke around the NRA, and there's fire behind all that. So they have serious, serious problems.
Yeah, they do have serious problems. The thing about it is that with all of this that is going on, I'm just wondering if this is not going to spur a lot of fundraising by people in the United States to try to quote unquote save the NRA. And if they do that fundraising in the meantime, while all of this is going forward, is it going to be business as usual at the NRA? Do you think maybe they've learned something? I mean,
no, I don't think they've learned anything. And they're already trying to fundraise off this. I'm a member. I've gotten the email. You know, the is another unprecedented attack, and our very way of life is threatened here, and they're asking for money. So to the extent that that raising money is business as usual for the NRA, which it is, it is business as usual. I can't imagine, though, that they don't feel very much under siege there these days. But who knows? You know, it's a very opaque operation from the outside. Not that information doesn't get out to us and other people as well who we speak to.
Right. I'm just wondering. I find what has happened there, and I find the attitude of some of these people there to be astonishing.
It's a head in the sand thing.
Yeah.
And they just refuse. I don't know how much it is, you know, they feel the need to, you know, present the brave face and say, oh, no, it's just another attack, and we're going to soldier on through this just like we always have. Because they pretty much have to put on that face, or how many of them are truly deluded enough and true believers in the LaPierre...
The cult of Wayne.
Yeah, the cult of Wayne, exactly.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, that's where you will find this story that we're talking about right now. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, doing what we, you know, the more I think about this, I almost feel like we got to do a retitling of this, like the Costco sample size of the Truth About Guns or something. I've been calling this the weekly recap for the longest time, but all we're really able to cover, for the most part, is, you know, what's happening on that day. But that's, you know what, let's just move on. I'm not going to trifle with that.
We do the best we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we do. Let's talk about Virginia, because Virginia has decided to, and I love the title, Virginia's working hard to protect the mobs from you. Tell me about this.
Yeah, there's a, you know, now that, Michael Bloomberg has flipped the House and Senate of Virginia, and they've enacted almost their full slate of gun laws. The only thing on their wish list they did get was a quote unquote assault weapons ban. One of the things they did get was giving cities and localities the ability to enact their own gun control laws. In other words, killing preemption, state-level preemption. And the city of Richmond has a proposal that would prevent anyone from carrying a gun at any event that requires a city permit or one that should be permitted. So think about what that means.
Right.
If you're going to a 4th of July parade that's marching down Broadway, I don't know if it's Broadway in Richmond, but let's say there is, marching down Broadway, you can't carry your gun. Okay, that's a planned event. You have to know that that's, you know, I'm sure they get a parade permit for that kind of thing. However, if you're walking down Broadway this week and some sort of Black Lives Matter march breaks out of the blue and starts taking up the street and marching up the street, and they are carrying signs and chanting and yelling through bullhorns, that's a march too, and that's something that should have been permitted by the city, but wasn't. How are you supposed to know that that happened? Technically, the way the language of this law, proposed law, reads right now, you would be breaking the law. So, if that Black Lives Matter march, then as they like to say, intensive, this largely peaceful march, intensifies and turns violent, and you are carrying your permitted firearm, and something happens, you have to defend yourself, you're the one who's going to be, who would be in trouble because you were carrying during an event that should have been permitted, but wasn't. And if you had to defend yourself, you would then be breaking the law.
Hmm.
And even if you didn't have to defend, if somehow somebody found out that you were carrying, you could be arrested. And it's, apparently, it's a class one misdemeanor, good for a year in jail, and up to a $2,500 fine. So how's that for Kafka-esque lawmaking?
That's lovely, lovely Kafka-esque. So I guess, you know, what's going to happen, I think, unless there's a civil war, I think there's going to be a bunch of blue islands out there, most of them on the coastline, and there's not going to be any middle class there. There's not going to be anybody just right. There's not going to be any normal people there.
No, they're going to hollow themselves out.
Yeah.
And it's been happening slowly for a long time. It's accelerating greatly now from various news reports.
Right.
There's a big article in the New York Times today about how restaurants and retailers are closing up in Manhattan and have zero plans to return. The chains are closing their restaurants in the city, and you know they're doing business right now in Florida and doing almost as much business as they were before, and they got much more lower overhead, and they're deciding, you know, why do I need to be in New York? Supposedly they were there before despite all the costs, despite all the aggravation, the taxes and everything else, because they thought they had to for prestige. Well, that's not the case anymore. Bill de Blasio has dragged New York right back to the 1970s.
Yeah.
It's a hellscape there again. Of course, he had help. He was accelerated. He had help with the pandemic. But New York is not going to recover from this for decades, probably. It's going to be a long, long time before as many people choose to live and work in New York as do right now.
Well, I mean, look what's happening in L.A. I mean, in L.A., you got the mayor out there, and if somebody wants to... See, I'm an adult, and I'm fully prepared to take responsibility for my life as an adult. And I know everybody's out there going, COVID-19, COVID-19. By now, if anybody out there thinks you haven't been exposed to COVID-19, if you think you successfully hid from COVID-19... Well, I've got a bridge for sale. But he's out there talking about he's going to turn off the power and turn off the water and all this other stuff. And, I mean, California already had a bunch of businesses leaving there. They already had a bunch of people moving out of there. I really, the leftist mindset when they're in the middle of imploding is sort of like what happened in Beirut. They just want to add some ammonium nitrate to the fire they've already got going on.
Exactly. And now most of the jurisdictions are talking about raising the taxes there to pay for the deficits that are resulting from the lack of business that's going on.
Right.
Well, that's just going to drive out even more people who have the wherewithal to vote with their feet and vacate these places. I mean, unfortunately, Texas has been the target of a lot of those people, and a lot of them moved here. And a lot of, especially people with people of means, Houston is a pretty wealthy city that does very well. We have way too many Californians here, and we're getting more all the time. Most prominently, I'm sure you've heard Joe Rogan is moving here. He's a longtime Californian, and he can live anywhere he chooses to, and he's getting the hell out of Los Angeles because he's sick to death. He's got kids. I mean, if you get a family and you could live anywhere you want, would you live in Los Angeles now?
No.
I wouldn't.
I mean, you know, I'm going to stream the third hour, right? And my production value will be the same as what they've got going on in California right now.
Yeah, of course it will. Yeah, because nobody will tell.
No, everything's still shut down for the most part of it. So it's quite an interesting time we do live in. So.
Yeah.
I can't believe Virginia has gone the way it has gone so fast.
Yeah, all it takes is a few votes to change sides of the aisle in the House and the Senate, and there they are.
And it was another one of those unforced errors where the voters just stayed home. Anybody not considering voting right now should take a good long look at Virginia.
Exactly. A lot of people weren't paying attention.
It wouldn't take a whole lot of cycles for us all to be Virginia.
Yeah.
Where they're just changing the laws, making it up as they go, trying to stack it. I also think, you know what, I don't have time to tell you what I think, so I'm just going to do a little promoting, if I may. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, that's where Dan is doing his work. That's where you can find everything we just talked about earlier tonight. And you better go right now, because if you wait till sometime tomorrow, what we just talked about will be on page 2 or 3 or 4. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.